AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show, live in here today on your 30th of December. Oh, so glad I decided to come and do this one. It's a little bit of a commute today. You're going to have a drive. It's just the way to go about it. You're going to have a drive if you're heading on out there. Sam is with me today. Sam, did you get out into the snow at all in any capacity today? Well, obviously you came here, right?
I was going to say, just to come here. I made the mistake of I'm on Christmas break, so I kind of slept in a little bit.
Oh,
looked outside and I was like, ooh, I probably should have left 15, 20 minutes sooner, but I made it.
Heaven forbid. It's not as bad as, what is it, the 26th? Holy God. You don't see it that bad that often. To make what happened on the 26th happen. I mean, that's Home Alone, you know, kind of slipperiness where, you know, you remember Daniel Stern at the bottom of the stairs can't keep his balance at all. I walked out the door that day. I put my foot down on the back deck and put my hand on there. I'm like, oh no. And I just, everywhere you looked was just flat, perfect ice and a little wet. There is nothing. I mean, anything that tried to drive that day was just a curling stone. And there's just physics were going to stop you, and that was it. It was one of those days where I said, I have to step perfectly with my balance set or whoop, I'm going to go down. I got down to the end of the street, and I couldn't even get up into the street. I couldn't. Every time I just slide right back to the curb, I said, I'm going back inside. This is a mess. So I put some salt down, but it was, this is not as bad, but it's not good. I mean, this is going to be a little bit of a commute for you if you are working today. Keep that in mind. I was looking at the Handy Dandy radar, and it's snowing, believe it or not. And it's going to snow for a while here. It looks like it's just holding on. We got on this very western edge of it, and what the poor folks over in the Dakotas who've been hammered for, 2 days now on this thing, they've been experiencing, we're going to get for basically one day. And they have actually upgraded this now to say that they feel as if this is going to be heavier snow than initially thought. Initially, they were saying that it was going to be 2 to 3 inches, I think it was. It wasn't that much. Now, I think we got 4 on the ground now. They're saying 1 more inch this afternoon and then another inch tonight. But tomorrow, sunny, 24. Wednesday, partly cloudy for your New Year's on 34 degrees. 36, I mean, we're going to melt some of this stuff off. I'm actually kind of a point glad to see it because we had melted off so much snow with those rain showers we had. So, did you have a nice Christmas, Sam?
It was great. How was your Christmas?
It's been nice. I wrote about on the blog yesterday a little story about how this year just, it did seem very abrupt that noon on Christmas Day, Christmas over, all done, finished. And I understand Christmas is what the individual makes it. But, you know, by the morning of the 26th, people were dumping Christmas trees out in the, you know, the carcasses of the Christmas trees out in the curb. I'd noticed, you know, the stations that were playing Christmas music. I mean, most of those seemed like they were back to regular programming by the end of the day on the 25th. You know, before even Christmas Day was out. It really was remarkable. But it's not a surprise because we start this, you know, Christmas as, you know, and by the way, it's just so comical. These clowns try to portray this as there's a war on Christmas, that Christmas somehow is underrepresented. You've got pumpkins rotting on your porch and leaves that still need to be raked up when Christmas music and Christmas decorations start making their appearance. You have every advertisement from the beginning of November until, Christmas Day of bye, 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 bye. Because, I mean, that's what America is. The greatest natural resource in America is consumerism. We buy things. And that's, it's getting worse and worse. I mean, it's thanks to the Republican policies, people don't have the money to buy as much. But it's a, you know, it you know, it runs its course. And so I, to a point, can understand that we are getting a new calendar. Because when I was a kid, my experience is different than yours. I had already one person say, well, that's not the same as I had. Well, and that's fine. But I remember as a kid, we'd have Thanksgiving. You'd have Black Friday. And you'd have a little shopping on the weekend. And then there was really nothing from the end of Thanksgiving weekend till about the 10th or so of December, and that's when things started kicking in. Then, you know, all the specials that used to air on TV would air the week before Christmas, and the Christmas movies would air on the Saturday and Sunday before Christmas, and then on Christmas, and then the Saturday, Sunday afterwards. And that was the thing, too. You used to have Christmas music after Christmas. You used to have Christmas movies after Christmas. But because we have 2 months of this insane pounding it in your noggin Christmas, that people are, you know, all right, I'm done. I just don't want to do this anymore. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I, once again, religious disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic. All right. But I do have this, you know, Christmas should go a little bit longer than the day. It's over. We're done. Finished. It's nice. If you do, there are some places. You can go on the Skyway. The Skyway generally has their Christmas decorations up for next week or so, but already someone told me most of the store malls have already kind of gotten rid of theirs. So that's what it is. As long as, and we're not going back. I mean, I really do wonder, will Halloween be the break point? Because you do have, and the problem that the big box retailers have with pushing Christmas before Halloween is that Halloween is a huge retail holiday. It's the second biggest of the year. And so you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul at that point to, you know, doing the one thing where you're moving off holiday stuff to put Christmas stuff in. I don't think it's ever going to get to that point. But, you know, you're going to have 2 months of, you know, 24-hour Christmas music starting November 4th, November 5th. I try my hardest to limit all that, my exposure to all that stuff until I get before the holidays, just because of that. It is a great holiday. If you're Christian, or even if you're not Christian, it's a great holiday. And it kind of gets ruined by this uber consumerism. I made the point this week as well. The Charlie Brown, Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, that special, the whole thing of that is to protest consumerism and the consumerism and the corporationalism of the holiday. And boy, did he lose that fight. I mean, let's face it, Charlie Brown's out cold in the backyard at this point. He got his butt kicked in that fight. Walmart won, Charlie Brown, well, he's out. It's over. TKO. 952-946-6205. I will say I've had some fun around town, and folks, we live in a magnificent city. We just do. It is as good as it gets. I have lived in other places. I've lived overseas. Minneapolis, St. Paul kicks butt. It just does. It's funny. Last night I was not able to go to over at First Avenue. Gully Boys was playing over there. And they had, that was the end of their, they did the December residency over at the First Avenue. In most towns, that would be the biggest thing that happened of the entire thing. It's just Gully Boys, and Gully Boys are great. And they, and you know, yeah, you had, you know, great opening bands for them as well. That was I couldn't get there because I had to pick and choose. I mean, I've already been to the Science Museum. Which, by the way, if you do not want to be self-conscious about your body, the human body exhibit they got there, you might want to hold off on that. But the Omni Theater movie on dogs, awesome! They're puppies, and they do. Never mind. I don't want to spoil it. You go see it yourself. And you should. Science Museum is awesome. Science Museum is freaking awesome. They got a Stegosaurus now.
I love the Science Museum, and that Stegosaurus is awesome.
The Stegosaurus is awesome. Have you gone down the Sportsology thing where you have to do all the sports thing and realize nothing ages me faster than realizing I probably at one point was a lot better at all this stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm still youngish, and I feel old when I do.
You know the thing where you have to race the athletes? I even lost a TC bear. I even lost to TC Bear.
TC Bear, wow.
That is a slow run. That's a trot. I lost to TC Bear. Damn it. I did this one for the first time. The Model Railroad Museum. It's over on Transfer Avenue, just north of the university. Oh, that's cool, man. Holy cow. I mean, even if you're not like a big fan of, first of all, if you've got young kids, say 8 or younger, holy, that's 3 hours of your day right there. You will have, they will be, you know, granted, they'll be wanting train sets after you get done with that. But dear Lord, is that place cool. But even as an adult, I mean, that they've got the old, was it in Bandana Square or was it Butler Square that they used to have the miniature version of the train lines that were through downtown Minneapolis? I think it was Bandana.
I don't know for sure, but I bet it was Bandana. I deliver there currently, and it's like there's a hotel there that's an old train station.
Is
there's
it?
There's a model like train out front.
All right, I'm going to bet that it was Bandana Square. Anyway, they moved that over to this place. Oh, that's cool. Did that come once again? A thing that most people probably didn't even realize. Wait a minute, you got a model train museum in town? Yep, and it's good. And it's really good. I mean, the Flower Museum. Not flowers as in, ooh, look pretty, but flowers in it. Hey, bread. The Flower Museum is awesome in this town. Headed over to the Walker. They've got they've got just so many good exhibits over there. Just had a great time on that one. The conservatory, the poinsettias are just magnificent. Guys, you whoever is over at the conservatory putting all that stuff out and making it pretty over there, give them a bonus. They do such a good job in that place. And it was lovely. If you've not been over there, go see it. It's very good. I saw the Star Wars movie. Have you seen that one yet?
No, I tried a few times, but I didn't plan ahead enough, so there just weren't seats.
What's with you loser nerds, dude? That movie was awesome. Seriously, loser Star Wars nerds, what's wrong with you? That movie, considering what they had to wrap up, dear Lord, they did a pretty good job. Oh, I get it. Rey and Finn and Poe didn't do what you wanted them to do at the end. Oh, boo freaking who, fanboy. I'm sorry. Your Star Wars fan fiction does not trump this. I can just see it. It's the nerd who's like, and then Rey makes out with me. Oh, God, it'd be so awesome. That movie was great. Go see the Star Wars movie. That's actually, I liked it as far as the new ones that go. I think it's the best of the three of them. Very enjoyable. And Lando Calrissian shows back up again. Love Lando. I didn't ruin anything for you. I want to encourage people right now. If you are in town and you've got this next week, we got this whole week here, New Year's week. If you are off, you're taking some time, I'm going to go to the Russian Museum of Art. I'm going to go to the MIA. I'm going to go to the Minnesota History Museum. I am going to go to the cathedral. I've already got a full week planned. I'm going to go see Knives Out too. Everyone tells me that one's great. I'm just going to go enjoy that. But get out in this town. This town kicks butt. And there are so many things to do. And we got the zoo yet we could go do. Go roller skating. I'm bummed I couldn't make it to the Gully Boys concert last night at First Avenue. And just there's so many things going on. I'll take Julie here really quick before we go into the break. Hey, Julie.
Yeah, before my phone goes out, I got a little ditty for you.
Okay.
The Constitution's roasting on an open fire. Mitch and Trump are smacking their lips right now.
Ugh.
Three co-equal branches of government could go up in smoke. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You know, all we can do is really overwhelm them with our votes, right?
Well, no, that is the only thing to do. By the way, that's the most depressing Christmas music ever. And I will give it to you, the lip smacking by, it's like the perspective of the cheeseburger. Oh my God, what's he doing? He's putting it towards his mouth.
Christmas or Halloween?
Bedtime cheeseburger, you're my favorite. Yeah.
Sounds scary.
Bedtime cheeseburger is one of the best things I ever found out about this loon ball. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'll update some local news and then we'll get into the 2020 year. And also, I got to tell you about all the stuff we got coming up the rest of this week. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Get down, get down. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I should mention, Lydia, Lisa, and also Tiny Death were over at the Daily Voice. That was a good show, man. That was a good show. At First Avenue, please. Oh, gosh. Most places, they're playing in like a community rec center. And just what are you doing? Just give it up. 952-946-6205. All right, this is going to be an interesting one because I'm going to bet this is going to be a long trial. A man stabbed in downtown Minneapolis, got in an SUV, and then fatally ran down his attacker, authorities said on Monday. Now, the first time I read this is like, okay, knife v. car, I guess. Yeah, that's the way you look at it. But it's not that simple. It really isn't. The violent sequence began with an argument between two men in their 40s that turned physical about 11:10 a.m. in the 500 block of South 8th Street. One man stabbed the other and then ran off, said police spokesman John Elder. That's when the stabbing victim got in the SUV and intentionally hits the other man while the third person was in the vehicle, Elder said. The man who was run over was taken less than two blocks to HCMC, died there. Elder said the surviving suspect is under arrest on suspicion of murder. He's being treated for his knife wounds. The SUV passenger was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Identities of anyone involved have yet to be released. Homicide detectives arrived on the scene and interviewed a number of people and gathered video ahead of the 408 case of the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. I'm going to guess they're charging this guy with murder because the argument is that the guy who stabbed him was running away and was not near, and you went out with intent then with the car to retaliate. But I got to ask the question whether or not the guy is going to be able to make an argument of heat of passion sort of thing. That kind of thing where you're just, he's been stabbed. He's angry. He's got a car. And I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting case. I know that there are going to be some people who are going to say that he doesn't deserve this because he was attacked first. But you see, it's not like, okay, stab, jump in the car, close the door, gun it, hit the guy. I kind of will buy that one, but that's not what happened here. And so I don't know. I mean, I gotta guess this is going to be an interesting trial.
Yeah, as far as I know, I'm pretty sure there's like a component of immediate danger. So like you can retaliate with like lethal force as long as there's an immediate danger. But once he hops in the car, the danger's kind of gone. He can bring himself to safety now.
But then comes the question of the adrenaline running. He has been stabbed. He is injured. And I'm not saying I just want to tell the truth. I kind of agree with you. I think this guy is guilty. You shouldn't have been doing that. You know, you would hope that they'd be able to catch this guy. It's not your job to go and dish out punishment like this. This is kind of in the same sense as I'm against carry and conceal. I don't believe that we should be giving regular citizens the right to instantly, you know, find someone guilty, convict them of the crime, and then hand out the execution, the death penalty, which is something we can do in this state. I disagree with that concept, and henceforth, where he's at, I mean, if it was, like I said, if it was a case where stab in the car, guns the car, hits the guy, boom, he's dead, I don't think anyone's going to get charged here. But in this case, this is going to be an interesting trial. This is going to be one that's going to be, I think, entertaining us into the next year as far as the twists and turns of the legal system and how they interpret this entire thing. The other one I want to mention is the shooting that happened in Texas. And I would be remiss if I did not mention I got a tweet here saying, let me begin by condemning the killing of innocent people in both New York and Texas last few days. Both cases were blamed by mental illness, not called terrorism, because the attackers neither had Muslim names or being immigrants. Stop the narrative media. And I agree with that, is that it's you know, we could look at these crimes differently. And what happened in New York is god-awful. And hopefully everyone survives there. Hopefully this guy, I mean, he's going to get federal hate crime charges against him, which is good. The one in Texas, though, and I don't want to talk about this because immediately Texans, especially the pro-gun kook Texans, started standing up. Yeah, we handed out justice. Justice in the church. First of all, I don't care who you are. Gunning someone down, I have a very hard time. Obviously, the person that comes into the church and shooting, that's horrible too. But turning a church into the okay freaking corral, dear Lord. And let's be honest, it's not only is the shooter in Texas, was he taken down, but we got to be honest, the shooter that shot the guy in Texas, we're lucky he didn't shoot someone else. That's a legitimate fact as well. But this entire argument, I mean, the narrative of guns is that guns keep us safe. They're an absolute. We won't have crime. We won't have shootings. We won't have any of this stuff. Because guns, the mere thought there might be a gun in that place, will keep everyone in line. Well, that didn't happen. The person came in and shot. Well, good news. Good news. We have a law that allows people to bring guns into church. Praise Jeebus. Didn't stop this guy from killing two people. And you can sit there all day long and say, he was going to kill 70 bazillion gazillion. Thank God that guy was there. He stopped him. He still killed two people. This was a certified weapons trainer. He could not get his gun out fast enough to prevent two people from being killed. So the scoreboard is 2-1 at the end of the day here. And you can praise that outcome. How dare you praise that outcome? How dare you praise that outcome? That
losing only two people while some guy shot the shooter is somehow a victory in a church. Well, Matt, he was going to kill 50 bazillion gazillion people. No, we don't know how many people he was going to kill. And granted, yes, sure, it's a good thing it wasn't a massive bloodbath. But stop acting like the gun was the hero. A person, once again, and the gun is, if your argument is the gun doesn't shoot himself, then you can't go the other way and say, now the gun's the hero. No, it's the individuals using the gun. But here you have a case where this is a licensed, trained firearm expert. And he could not get his weapon out fast enough to prevent two people from being killed. What chance do you have there, John McClain and Nakatomi Plaza? What real chance do you have? Guns do not make you safer. Now, let's just say, for argument's sake, we had common sense gun laws in this country, and that guy was prevented from having a gun. And then maybe he was demented and estranged enough to where he brought a knife, like the tragic case up in New York, where there hasn't been anyone who died. Could the guy with the gun there have killed the guy? Maybe. Stopped any carnage? Possibly. But we can't say it either way. All we can say is we have to look at what happened. He killed two people efficiently and cleanly because guns work that way. That is what they're designed to do. They have one purpose. You pull the trigger, the bullet comes flying out the end of the gun and hits someone and kills them. And this guy took two people out before a licensed, trained gun expert with a gun on him got his out. And you clowns want to give these to teachers and tell teachers that when someone's spraying in a classroom with an AR-15, that the teacher is going to somehow pull that weapon and drop them before they get a shot off? Dear God, if there's anything this entire case proves, the falsity of the safeness of guns. Guns do not keep you safer. Guns do not make our country better. Guns are the cause of the problem, and in this case, we're the solution for the problem. But still, two people died. The victim died. He got one more person than him. It's not even a fair trade. But the fact that you, even before the second person had died, people were claiming this was great. Oh, good. I'll let you go tell the family members of the victim. Because I don't think they think today was a great day. I don't think today they think today was a big win. I think that they're sad that their family member who went to church is dead. Guns are a travesty. They are just an absolute freaking travesty. And this is this case where the Texas sheriffs are praising it and Texas law enforcement is praising it and the NRA. I'm sorry, it just proves the point that guns do not make you safer. And that gun in that church, even in the most gun-crazy state in the nation, in Texas, even in that state like that, you basically can't stop the carnage. We've done it your way. It's time to do it the common sense way. Common sense gun control now. Because I sure as hell don't want to be the victim in my church getting gunned down and have my family have to deal with everyone going, isn't it great he only killed your husband? Isn't it great he only killed your dad? Isn't it great? Isn't it just great that your dad or your husband or your brother or your sister was the only person this guy killed? Oh, praise Jesus indeed. You guys are pathetic. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Vern, Gary, I'll get your calls when we come on back from the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
Hey, it's Brett from the 4 p.m. show for Zero Res. It's December, and that means holiday guests coming to your home. If you find yourself saying, my carpet doesn't look that bad, well, looks can be deceiving. That's why you need Zero Res. Your carpet will not only look sparkling new, but also feel fresh and clean for those relatives. And call Zero Res now for the AM 950 holiday special, where you get 3 rooms Zero Resified starting at $129. But you have to mention AM 950 when you call. That's 952 Zero Res or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chushke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Hi, I'm Frank Brown, owner of the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota.
Do you work with political campaigns?
Yes, we have years of experience helping campaigns.
Do you print buttons for political campaigns?
Yes, we print everything.
Do you print rally signs?
Yes, we print everything.
Do you print T-shirts?
Yes, we print everything. Choose the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota for all your political campaign needs. Learn more at mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
Oh, by the way, to all the people that are watching, you can watch the show. It's Radio for Your Eyes. Just watch the live stream on Facebook on AM 950 Radio or also the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page. And just for you viewers, coming up in the next commercial break, I'll do some poses for you on the camera, okay? I'll pose for you. Get ready to screen capture. This doesn't happen too often. 952-946-6205. But they're getting a lot of nice Happy New Year's to us. Happy New Year's to you as well, all right? Happy New Year's. I'm going to tell you what. When we come back, I got to take the callers here. But after that, I got to tell you, I'll tell you the schedule we got coming up this week. Vern is in White Bear Lake. He's been holding. Vern, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking the time.
Hi, Matt. You know, this is on my mind because I knew that was going to happen in Texas immediately before the sun went down yesterday. And I think even the governor of Texas was touting their gun laws. And so then, of course, you brought up the subject, so I'm happy to wait. I appreciate the fact that as a fellow veteran, any veteran, and you as a veteran, bringing up the subject of these assault weapons. Because any veteran that's handled M16s, any of these kind of things, knows that these weapons should not be in the hands of civilians, period. And, you know, the thing that I'm going to point out is you could bet before the session starts, the Senate Republicans who refuse to reconsider any gun laws would be touting this out about what happened in Texas. Well, because of their gun laws, they're only one person died, you know. So you can just watch for this to happen. It'll develop very soon, I'm sure, with the pro-gun folks here.
Well, and the when you look at the way this goes, and thanks, Vern, I appreciate the phone call. And by the way, thank you very much for the nice words about my service. I mean, a salute to all veterans out there. The reality is these things are deadly. They are deadly. We do not allow, we don't sell arsenic on counter shelves in pharmacies. We don't sell, here's a big jar of arsenic, kill 100 people with it. Why not? Well, because even though the arsenic doesn't kill it, it's not like the arsenic bottle is jumping off the counter and running over and poisoning people. The fact is that there are people who are mentally unstable might get a jar of that stuff and use it to kill hundreds. Yet we don't think about things like that with guns. Well, the Constitution says well-regulated militia. You can regulate these things. Supreme Court has weighed in on over and over and over again. You can regulate guns. Just don't even give me that. This is about a weak attempt at trying to turn. I mean, if this is your greatest victory, only two people died before a licensed, trained gun instructor killed the shooter. That's the best you've got, then you're 200. You're one step forward, two steps back, and that's no way you can paint that as a win. And like I said, I'd love for you guys to try to explain to the victims how exactly this was some sort of grand victory. 952-946-6205. Let's get Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, welcome on into the show.
Well, before I forget, Happy New Year to you and the listeners. I was just going to say, to spin off on a few other things, we got a party in this country, you know, corporations are people, and the billionaires are the good guys. They must be all their money they have. They must have earned it, but the poor people don't deserve a darn thing. It's really hard to work with these people, voting and everything and all of it. And then they merge the corporations with our government. Maybe that's why the government ain't working so good, because the corporation has so much power over our healthcare system and all of it. And then this climate catastrophe, we can't talk facts on any major issue. Obama warned about this gun problem. He said, I'm afraid this is going to become an everyday thing. You regulate them, and you stop. The last caller, the veteran. My father was a combat veteran. He never wanted to see another darn gun after the war. He saw so much action in Italy. But you regulate them. You keep those dangerous things out of certain people's hands, and you keep certain guns out of people's hands. But we can't work with these people. There is no Republican Party in any other country that I know of, a developed country. Scandinavia and Europe, they don't have them. They have conservatives, but there's nothing like these guys.
Well, and thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, my friend. No, the... what you've got is a party that is only concerned about its self-serving nature, and that is the only thing that they're all in it for themselves. They're all in it for themselves. They could care less about their constituents. They could care less about America. The NRA is offering a lot of money. All right. And I have to sell out my constituents to basically keep going down this road? All right, fine. They'll do it. They'll do it in a heartbeat. I'll tell you what. Let's get Steve in Bloomington in here really quick here before I go to the other things. Welcome in, Steve.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
And bless you for the work that you do, because you speak out and silence is complicity. So, anyway, did you know that you cannot buy decon in the way that it used to be sold anymore, because you leave decon out and it's killed dogs and children? Now, decon doesn't kill children, or does it?
Oh,
so
no.
If we can regulate decon,
yeah,
we can certainly regulate something that has only one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to take life.
And it isn't funny, Steve, every time you bring this up, the first thing they did is like, well, there's hunting weapons. I don't see hunting weapons being used in these assaults. I don't see the hunting weapons. I see assault weapons, and I see pistols that have been modified with super, magazines on them. And, yeah, it's hunting weapons are not the problem. Hunting weapons are not the problem. It is the assault weapons, and it's the fact that anyone can go get them willy-nilly. Reminder too, and the one thing all these people want to insist is it cannot happen. New Zealand, Australia, same exact thing happened there. They had slaughters there with guns, and they got rid of them. And what did the gun kooks say? Gun kooks said, "Oh well, you're going to have crime everywhere. It's going to be like Road Warrior and gangs of people with guns." No, they don't have that, and you know why? They put in very strict laws that said if you don't obey the gun laws, that we will confiscate your gun and you will go to prison. Now, you can threaten, and that's what it is. It's a pseudo threat. We're going to get the guns and scare you if you get rid of them. You can, but we'll pass heavy-duty gun laws that say if you're violating these laws. And that's, I think, the one thing that really doesn't happen, unless you're black. That if we do have gun laws in the books, but the only people that seem to get prosecuted by them are African Americans or minorities. But if we started chucking white people into jail for reckless use of the guns and stuff like that, I guarantee you people would start taking them a little more seriously. But that's what we have to do. We'll have to put more rules in place on that. 952-946-6205. Okay, so let me run through the rest of the week here for us. As tomorrow, get ready. It's a New Year's Eve tradition here at AM 950, the Jeff Stein Show, where we wrap up 2019 and we look forward to 2020. And trust me, we just take shots in the dark. I mean, there is no professionalism at all in that show. I did the show with Jeff, and yeah, it's it's just us babbling, blah, 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 blah. But we do it every single year, so make sure you join us. It's actually, Jeff makes some very good points. He made some very good points. Make sure you're listening for that hour tomorrow with Jeff Stein. On New Year's Day, a special talk with First of all, Representative Rena Moran. Rena Moran is the head of the Health and Human Services Committee in the House. She's a Democrat there. We'll talk to her about the status, where things, some of the things that got done this year, what they're going to be looking to do next year, and then the travesty of Republicans and their fight to stop the emergency insulin. Also joined us, Ron Latz. Senator Ron Latz, he talked transportation. We talked as well, because of these double crosses. When you look at what happened with the emergency insulin, just reminded me a lot of what happened with Southwest Light Rail. And Ron Latz talked about this and the fight that's going to happen in 2020 for the Senate. And, you know, he's ready to fight. He is absolutely ready to fight on this. Vern wanted us to know. He called back and said that we have an assault weapons ban that is done now because the Republicans allowed that to expire. As a matter of fact, okay, we'll move away from guns for a quick second here, and I want to move into what we've got coming up here, 2020. Folks, it is going to be a long year. It's going to be a long year. Part of the game planned over the next year is going to try to discourage you and inundate you and weigh you down and get you to the point where you don't want to vote, you don't want to participate. I mentioned earlier is that one of the themes that you get, and without giving away too much, in the Star Wars movie, is that evil people want you to feel like you're alone, that you have no other help, that you are by yourself, when the reality is you have far more people on your side than they've got on their side. And that is the reality. That is the reality of the world we live in today. Far more people agree with the Democrats on pretty much every issue. Pretty much every issue. The problem is that you don't get those people out to vote. 110 million Americans who were registered to vote did not vote, and I would bet anything at least 90 million of those 110 million were people that vote Democrat. Part of it is a concerted campaign to get you to stay home. Part of it is a covert campaign to basically get you to vote for someone else. Jill Stein. Part of it is the campaign to convince you, well, there's no difference between your guy and Trump, so I'm going to stay with Trump. No. 2020 is everything, folks. 2020 is everything. And when I mean everything, I'm shocked that we haven't had more of an erosion of this country than we already have had. And we've had a pretty big one. Oh, my God. I mean, the president of the United States' entire argument is that he is not betrothed to anyone. As the president, he is a king, he is monarchy, he is above all the rest of us, and henceforth he can commit crimes and he does not have to answer to the American people. That is his entire argument. And we are close enough to actually have a situation where that actually might get ruled legal. Now, granted, if a Democrat becomes in the White House, I guarantee you Republicans are going to be slamming their fists on the table. We got to make sure people are accountable. We can't just have a corrupt system where the Democrats has no accountability. But you see, as long as they are in power, they will not change anything. As long as they're in power, they're not going to change anything. And as a matter of fact, Mitch McConnell is doing everything in his power to allow the Russians to hack our election again. With a smile on his face, for God's sakes. With a smile on his face. I said this starting in 2017. And by the way, since 2017, every single election we've had in this country has gone the same exact way. That the Democrats have flipped voters who, in some cases, haven't voted Democrat in 40, 50 years. 2017, 2018, 2019. the Democrats are surging ahead. The only thing that's going to stop us is the Democrats themselves. And I want to repeat that. The only thing that will stop the Democrats from reclaiming this country is the Democrats themselves. Voters who don't show up. Voters who scream, "You would know better. You, I'd rather vote for Trump than Hillary." I mean, you got that crap's over. I don't care who the Democratic nominee is. I don't care who the Democratic nominee is. They will be 1,000 times more competent than Donald Trump. Donald Trump, just to make himself right, grabbed a Sharpie and added on, drew onto a National Weather Service map, a mythical storm track just to make himself right. For God's sakes. For God's sakes, he has completely ignored the people of Puerto Rico since their disaster. He has concentration camps on the borders. He is chopping up our national parks as we speak. No! No! This is not debatable. This is not even a question. This is everything. Get registered to vote. Make sure you know everyone you know is registered to vote. And get ready for a hell of a fight, because you think these Republicans are going to go quietly. They will fight until they are dead. So you'd better be prepared to, you know, go to the mattresses. You had better be prepared, because this is what it's going to take this country back. Because 110 million people were more interested in freaking watching The Masked Singer or whatever the hell was going on in 2016 that allowed that guy to get in charge. And it's going to take a Herculean effort, but if we do this right and we just get 30 million of that 110 million people who didn't vote, just get 30 million of those people to the polls, it will be such an astronomical ass-kicking, the Republicans will have no idea what hit them. Every state assembly will go back to the Democrats. Every single one of them, as we get ready for the census year. The Senate will have a strong Democratic lean. The House will even get more Democratic. And we'll have a Democratic president. And God forbid we actually do make things better in this country for Americans. God forbid. 2020. I don't want to hear this. Well, he's going to win. Shut up. Shut up. No, he's not. That's quitter's talk. And I'm not a quitter. You think I'm a quitter? Oh, hell with that. The hell with that. He will not win if the Democrats get off their ass, stop whining, and get to work. That's 2020. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll try to run some calls. When I do come back, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
And I'm so disconnected. In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota has the 2020 models in stock, and to make room, the 2019s have to go. There are huge incentives from Toyota, and on top of that, Rudy Luther has additional huge discounts. And remember, you get my favorite perk at Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off a gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchased. Rudy Luther Toyota-thon is on. Stop on in today at the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I am attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law in St. Paul, and I am passionate about providing legal services in the areas of estate planning, probate, and elder law. My clients receive the attention and compassion they deserve, with their peace of mind being my top priority. Enjoy the comfort of knowing that you have planned for the worst so you can confidently continue living at your best. Visit SchroemanLaw.com. That's SchroemanLaw.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
I will always do that. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. By the way, I screwed up. All right, so tomorrow is Stein on New Year's Day. It's Representative Moran and Senator Latz. On Thursday, we also have a brand new to you show, Slavery's Reach, a book that talks about the slavery in Minnesota at the time we were a territory. An interesting discussion about that. I mean, really, actually, some historical facts I had no idea about. We talked with that book and also Closing Time, a run through a lot of the lost institutions we used to have around Minneapolis-St. Paul, including some of the very old ones, the bars and the drinking establishments. We did a great interview with that. So that's on Thursday. Brand new show. We are back here live on Friday. Have a wonderful New Year's. But let's go back to the phone lines. Matt is in Minneapolis. Matt, welcome on in.
Hey, Matt. This is the other Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I'm really feeling what you're saying about 2020. Like, we have got to get out and we have got to start door knocking. And, like, I mean, door knocking really does make a huge difference.
It does.
I remember in my neighborhood when Jeremy Schroeder came to my door 2 months before caucus and just knocked on my door. And that made such an impact. Everyone voted for him in my district overwhelmingly. Another thing that I kind of wanted to touch on.
Well, and Matt, I'm gonna cut you off there because I'm actually running out of the time. And Michael and Matt, I apologize. Thank you very much for holding. Thank you very much for trying to get on the air. I'm out of time here. I did want to add on this, and this is out of the Blue Stem Prairie. The New Ulm Journal reports that a brief discussion Thursday, Brown County commissioners unanimously approved continuing the existing practice of allowing refugees resettlement in Brown County. Once again, this is not Ramsey or Hennepin. This is Brown County. Folks, Democrats, get out of the metro area. You need to get into these rural districts because this idea that Trump is king in these districts is absolutely not true. In a lot of rural communities, the Democrats have just not tried there. And we saw in 2018 that if you send the Democrats out and you door knock, and back, Matt is exactly right, you door knock in these districts, the Democrats respond. And get into those rural districts. This is going to be the fight of our lives, people. This is going to be the fight of our lives. Are you ready for it? Please be ready for it. We are taking a few days off. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2020. We'll see you on Friday. Till then, see ya.